Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Kimberly, host of the Start Me Up podcast. If you like your politics with some loose talk and salty language, you're going to love my show. I interview the coolest people like Mary Trump, Kathy Griffin, and DNC chair Jamie Harrison. The Start Me Up podcast has an easygoing, casual style and a strong emphasis on left-leaning politics. We also have frank discussions about sex and more than a few spirited rants. Just visit patreon.com/startmeup or wherever you get your podcasts and start listening today.
So Elon Musk wants Donald Trump back on Twitter. Shocking. Not. But what actually is pretty shocking is what Elon Musk said about why he was so offended when Twitter banned Donald Trump. Let's talk about that, because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So to no one's surprise, Elon Musk wants Donald Trump back on Twitter. But what was surprising, at least to me, was what Elon Musk said about why he wants to reverse Donald Trump's Twitter ban. Here's the reporting from The Hill. Headline, Musk said he'd reverse Trump's Twitter ban. And that article begins, Elon Musk said Tuesday that he will reverse former President Trump's ban from Twitter if his acquisition of the platform is completed. And then Musk is quoted as saying, I think it was a morally bad decision, to be clear, and foolish in the extreme, said Musk, the CEO of Tesla. I do think it was not correct to ban Donald Trump. I think that was a mistake, he added. It alienated a large part of the country and did not ultimately result in Donald Trump not having a voice. Friends, I don't even know where to begin with logic like that, but here's what I want to focus on. Elon Musk said it was a morally bad decision to remove Donald Trump from Twitter. Donald Trump used Twitter to amplify his lies, his dangerous lies, his democracy-busting lies, ultimately, his deadly lies. By repeating over and over again, like a broken record, the election was rigged, your vote was stolen, your president was taken from you. Stop the steal, stop the steal, stop the steal. But it was immoral, according to Elon Musk, for Twitter to stop Donald Trump from using their platform to spread those dangerous lies. Donald Trump used Twitter to set the date for the Capitol attack. January 6th, come to DC, we'll be wild. Donald Trump used Twitter to set the date for the insurrection. And Elon Musk says it was a bad decision morally to remove him from Twitter, to stop him from using Twitter to spread his dangerous lies. In a very real and direct sense, Donald Trump used Twitter to set the stage for the Capitol attack. And thousands upon thousands of his most gullible followers acted on his lies, 800 of whom are being indicted prosecuted, convicted, and imprisoned for listening to and obeying Trump's Twitter directives. But Elon Musk says it was a morally bad decision for Twitter to try to put a stop to Donald Trump's dangerous lies. You know, friends, some people want America to be a place where up is down, dark is light, in is out. Morality is immorality. Insurrection is patriotism. You know who wants that? The American oligarchs, the aspiring autocrats and dictators and despots. But that's no kind of America. Not for us. So we will fight on. Because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.